السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی الم نشرح لک صدرک ووضعنا عنک وزرک الذی انقض ظهرک ورفعنا لک ذکرک فإن مع العسر یسرا ان مع العسر یسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My noble audience, before the month of Ramadan, we dedicated many Jumu'ahs to the topic Al-Mizan. And we made mention that inshallah, if Allah wills, after the month of Ramadan, we will make mention of certain a'mal rituals that will be very heavy on the scale on the Day of Judgment. So inshallah, from today onwards, we will point out those a'mal. The principal ayat of the glorious Quran in relation to Al-Mizan, the scale, is from Surah Anbiya, Surah 21, verse 47. In which Allah Almighty says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, that on the Day of Judgment, the balance will be established for justice. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, and no person will be dealt unjustly. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا, and if there is a weight of a mustard seed, it will be brought forward. Meaning anything done by a human being, may it be to the weight of a mustard seed, it will be brought forward. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, and Allah is sufficient in taking the hisab kitab, the account. This is the principal ayat in relation to Al-Mizan. Now I would like to first of all start off with a amal that does not take much effort. But when we study this amal, this action, through the beautiful teachings of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we come to know that it has a lot of weight. On the Day of Judgment, it will be weightiest. It will be very, very heavy. I would like to inform my noble audience of the last hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. Imam Bukhari has completed his Sahih al-Bukhari on this narration. And this narrative has been reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, in which the Nabi of Allah says, كَلِمَتَان خَفِيفَتَان عَلَى اللِّسَان ثَقِيلَتَان فِي الْمِيزَان حَبِيبَتَان إِلَى الرَّحْمَان سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Now this is the last hadith of Bukhari, reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira. And the first hadith of Bukhari is well known to the Muslim world, that has been reported by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِإِمْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى دُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَتَزَوَّجُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. This is the hadith. Normally people think it is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. That is only the starting of the first hadith of Bukhari. What I have just recited is the complete hadith. Now, the first hadith has been reported by Hazrat Umar. The last hadith has been reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira. The last hadith is the hadith that we would like to shed light upon. But this last hadith has a very deep, strong connection with hadith number one. And we would like to highlight that as well. But first of all, I would like to translate the last hadith. كَلِمَتَانْ خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى اللِّسَانْ. The Nabi of Allah says there are two words, خَفِيفَتَانْ, that are very light on the tongue. They're not tongue twisters. Many a times, there are wordings that are very hard to pronounce. You may pronounce it once or twice, but it is hard to continue with that recitation. You'll make a very strong struggle to pronounce it once and twice, but you get around it. But to keep reciting that becomes hard. It is a tongue twister. كَلِمَتَانْ خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى اللِّسَانْ. There are two words that are very light on the tongue. You can keep reciting it and you will enjoy it. ثَقِيلَتَانْ فِي الْمِيزَانْ. This section of the hadith is linked to the topic that we are discussing. ثَقِيلَتَانْ فِي الْمِيزَانْ. The Nabi of Allah says they are very heavy in the scale. ثَقِيلَتَانْ فِي الْمِيزَانْ. Very, very heavy in the scale. حَبِيبَتَانْ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ. Very dear to Allah Almighty, Ar-Rahman. Liked by Allah Almighty. And what are those two words? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. I just made mention a few moments ago that this last hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari has a very deep connection with the first hadith of Bukhari. And the first hadith of Bukhari points out the importance of niyyah, intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. If a person is to recite Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi with contemplation, with understanding, with a sound intention, according to the first hadith of Bukhari, the reward will increase. But if the intention is not correct, and he is reciting words that are khafifatan ala lisan and saqilatan fil mizan, he will be deprived of the benefit and the perks. So it is most important that we inculcate hadith number one when activating the last hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. That our niyyat should be sound. Our niyyat should be sound. Now there are different words that identify, that resemble Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, that the Nabi of Allah has spoken about and has attached different rewards. So the lesson of today, I will call this not a Jummah lecture, but a lesson of today is a lesson that you have to listen attentively or you will lose out. As I made mention in the start, the recital of Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim is easy. It is known to everyone. But there are different words that have been subtracted from it and different words that have been attached to it that intensify the reward further. Intensify the reward further. So first of all, I would like to make mention the rank and the status of these words in the eyes of Allah Almighty. Imam Muslim has recorded on the authority of Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna ahabbal kalam ila Allah subhanallahi wa bihamdihi." Say that once again. Imam Muslim has recorded on the strength, on the authority of Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, "Inna ahabbal kalam ila Allah subhanallahi wa bihamdihi." Kalamon mein se sab se mahboob kalam Allah ke haan subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. The dearest wording in the court of Allah is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. The last hadith of Bukhari is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. But Imam Muslim has recorded that the best dhikr in the court of Allah is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Finished. It is not inclusive to Subhanallahi al-Azim. So that has been subtracted. So first of all, we keep that in mind. That's why I made mention, the principle is, there will be many things that will be added, and there may be a possibility that certain things are subtracted. But at the end of the day, everything revolves around this خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى اللِّسَانْ ثَقِيلَتَانْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Another benefit of this mighty dhikr that is very dear to Allah is that when we are reciting this dhikr, it removes, the recitation of this dhikr removes sins from our account. So it is just like being in a sauna. After a workout, normally a person sits in a sauna to cool down, to relax. So he sits down to relax. But when he comes out, he finds that his skin is fresh. There's a shine to his skin. Now that was not the reason why he was sitting in the sauna. He was to relax in the sauna, so his muscles could relax after a hard workout. But he comes out, and one of the perks, one of the benefits is that he feels that his skin is healthier. Keep in mind, a person makes the dhikr of Allah to remember Allah. And he knows that through the remembrance of Allah, he will be granted a amal that will be most weightiest on the scale. But one of the side benefits is that his sins are being removed as well. His sins are being removed as well. So Imam Muslim has recorded on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. Imam Muslim has recorded on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Nabi of Allah says, a person who recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times in the day. 100 times in the day. Not Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah al-Azim. فَقَطْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ 100 times 100 times in the day. غُفِرَتْ لَهُ ذُنُوبُ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلُ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. غُفِرَتْ لَهُ ذُنُوبُ, his sins will be forgiven even if the sins are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. Now when you stand at the ocean, you cannot count, you cannot fathom and comprehend the foam of the ocean. It is enormous. But if a person is to recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times, 100 times in the day, and it does not have to be in a sitting, it does not have to be in a sitting position, the wording is to recite it. May he be seated, may he be standing, may he be driving, may be he in the state of wudu, may he be in the state of impurity, he doesn't have wudu. As long as he recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, غُفِرَتْ لَهُ ذُنُوبُ, his sins are forgiven. The Nabi of Allah further explains, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلُ زَبَدِ الْبَحَرِ, even if the sins are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. This is a side benefit. Then another benefit of reciting this dhikr, other than the weight that will be on the scale, has been recorded by Imam Tirmizi in Sunan Tirmizi on the strength, on the authority of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. But before we comment upon that and relate that, I would like to make mention, your Jannah, my Jannah, our Jannah is empty. Paradise is empty. We will find it filled if we work for it in this dunya. So Allah has said that this is your house, or the owner says this is your house, now it is for you to buy the furniture. I've given you the house, you buy the furniture. It is up to you what kind of furniture you want to place in your house. When the Nabi of Allah was traveling, known as Mi'raj, what did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam tell the Prophet? That Jannat is fertile. It has great potential. There are two kinds of grounds. One is a farmer, he finds a ground that he does not have to make much of an effort. He doesn't make much of an effort. He commits to a very low level of effort, but he finds that the result is enormous. And there are many grounds, many fields that you have to put a lot of effort. Plow the ground, soften the ground, plant the seeds, make arrangements for the water from the river, so on and so forth. And the harvest is not so healthy. Jannat is a ground that is futile. You don't have to place much of an effort. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says that tell your ummah to make dhikr of subhanallah. Because when they say subhanallah, a tree is planted for them in their jannah. Now keeping this in mind, let's turn to the hadith of Tirmizi that has been reported by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, in which the Nabi of Allah says, when a person says, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, a tree is placed for him in Jannah, or planted for him in Jannah. Hazrat Ibrahim says, Subhanallah. The hadith of Tirmizi, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. So what is the difference? So the scholars have said, if you say Subhanallah, a tree will be planted, but the structure of that tree will be much different than the tree that will be planted in result of reciting Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Because Subhanallah wa bihamdihi is the most mahbub kalam of Allah. The tree will be much greater. It will have much more of a shade. It will have much more benefit for the person dwelling in Jannah. So whenever we say Subhanallah, let's attach wa bihamdihi. Because this wa bihamdihi elevates Subhanallah and makes this word in this dhikr the most mahbub kalam of Allah. Make sense? Alright. There's another hadith that has been reported by Imam Muslim, reported by Imam Tirmizi, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Hazrat Sa'd. These are the benefits of this dhikr. One benefit, it is very heavy, as may mention in the hadith of Bukhari. But we are mentioning and pointing out the different benefits. So we can understand the complete package. So Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala and says that once we were sitting with the Nabi of Allah, and Nabi Akrim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, would you like to collect 1,000 virtues? Would you like to collect 1,000 virtues? So the Sahaba say that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we collect 1,000 virtues? How can we collect 1,000 virtues? So the Nabi of Allah says, say Subhanallah, not wabihamdi. Say Subhanallah 100 times. 100 times. فَيُكْتَبُ لَهُ 1,000 حَسَنَةً وَيُحَطُّ عَنْهُ 1,000 خَطِيئَةً أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَيُكْتَبُ لَهُ 1,000 حَسَنَةً وَيُحَطُّ عَنْهُ 1,000 خَطِيئَةً. That if a person recites Subhanallah 100 times, 100 times, فَيُكْتَب, it will be written down for him 1,000 hasana, virtues. But it doesn't end there. وَيُحَطُّ عَنْهُ 1,000 خَطِيئَةً, and 1,000 sins will be erased from his account. 1,000 virtues and 1,000 sins removed from the account. What benefit of reciting this dhikr? And in addition to that, there are people that commit themselves to other forms of rituals, other forms of ibadat, keeping that in mind, and then listen to this statement, this narrative. This narrative has been recorded by Imam Muslim once again, on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And it has been said, a person who recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, 100 times morning, 100 times evening. Who recites Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times morning, 100 times evening. لَمْ يَأْتِ أَحَدٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَفْضَلَ مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. On the day of judgment, no one will surpass him in virtue. If he has recited Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times morning, 100 times evening, no one will surpass him in virtue on the day of judgment except that person that brings the same package or a package that is better than him in relation to the recitation of Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And as we know that we want to be the best on the day of judgment, so we commit to all forms of ibadat. May it be our well-being, may it be the well-being of our community. We commit to all levels of work, all forms of work, but do not disregard the importance, the potency pertaining to this dhikr. Morning and evening, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, 100 times. Then there's another amazing hadith that gives us another incentive to practice this. The very famous wording that we have heard many a times, ayat, or ayat that we have heard many a times, orators, a'imma, khutaba, they will read this ayat from the glorious Quran. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. A person who is safeguarded on the day of judgment from the fire of hell, فَقَدْ فَاسْ, he is successful. We understand that the teaching of all prophets, may it be Jesus, peace be upon him, may it be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, all prophets, the essence of their teaching is to recognize your Creator and through his ma'rifat live a life that is pleasing to him. So on the day of judgment, that person is granted emancipation from the wrath of Allah. Faqad faz, he is successful. Now the hadith of Tabarani, Imam Tabarani has recorded this on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. The Nabi of Allah says that a person who recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 1,000 marrah fi sibah, he recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 1,000 times in the morning. 1,000 times in the morning. Kulla yawm? No. The hadith does not stipulate every day. It does not stipulate every day. I have not read it. 1,000 times fi sibah in the morning. فَقَدْ اشْتَرَى نَفْسَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. First reward. Second reward. وَكَانَ آخِرَ يَوْمِهِ عَتِيقَ اللَّهِ. Two rewards. If he recites Subhanallah wa bihamdi 1,000 times in the morning, first reward, فَقَدْ اشْتَرَى نَفْسَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, he has bought his soul from Allah. Number one, I'll make mention of what this means in totality. وَكَانَ آخِرَ يَوْمِهِ عَتِيقَ اللَّهِ, and at the end of the day, this person is free. Muhaddithun have made mention, عَتِيقَ اللَّهِ means that he is free from the عَذَاب of Allah. He has bought himself from Allah. He has bought himself from Allah. First, he was in the possession of Allah, meaning that he was a criminal, but he has bought himself from Allah now. He has bought himself back. Something was taken from me. I worked hard for it. I paid the value of it, and I took it back. So due to crime, due to evil and vice, I was in the possession of Allah. But now, because I have recited Subhanallah wa bihamdi 1,000 times fi sibah in the morning, I have bought myself back. I'm free now. And what is the true definition of freedom? وَكَانَ آخِرَ يَوْمِهِ عَتِيقَ اللَّهِ, at the end of the day, this person is free from the عذاب of Allah. So if we can try to recite this every day 1,000 times, but if you can't, at least once in a week. But don't disregard the amal. Don't be complacent and recite it once in a lifetime. Make it once in a week. maybe a Saturday and Sunday when we are free. I say it is better when you're going to work. Because when you are traveling to your workplace, the drive will be 15 or 20 minutes at least. And in 15 and 20 minutes you can make so much dhikr. But remember, in Surah 51 verse 55, Surah 51 verse 55, Allah Almighty says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, a reminder, is always beneficial for a believer. Reminder. What is going to remind you and me to remember Allah? So we have seen, we have heard, we have been taught that the predecessors, the saintly people, they used to have long tasbihs. Why did they have tasbihs in their hands? Why did they have this tasbih in their hand? It is a reminder. This tasbih is a reminder. Now in the digital time, we have the small tasbihs wrapped around the finger. This is a reminder. A lot of people say it's a bid'ah. Everything is a bid'ah for them. This is a bid'ah, which was not in the time of the Prophet of Allah. Remember, bid'ah is fid-deen, not lid-deen. Let me say that again. So I give you a clear understanding of what bid'ah is. Bid'ah is fid-deen, not lid-deen. If we consider the tasbih, the digital tasbih, fid-deen, a part of deen, this is bid'ah. Lid-deen, for deen, it is not bid'ah. It is a part of deen to remember Allah, to remind us of this remembrance. We use this, but we do not consider this to be deen. It is lid-deen, this is commendable. The alarm clock that wakes up in the morning, was not present in the time of the Nabi of Allah. Hazrat Bilal used to come and say, As-salah, khayrun minan nawm. Now there's no one to say that when we are sleeping. So we use the alarm clock. Now the alarm clock is not fit deen, it is lid deen. It is not a part of the deen, but it enables us to establish deen. Same thing with the counter. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I encourage all my noble brothers and sisters listening, keep a tasbih or keep the digital tasbih with you. That will be a reminder wherever you may be. And you will find that there are so many minutes, so many hours that are wasted. We could have done so much with it. But we were not mindful. We were not mindful. And why weren't we mindful? Because we were in the state of negligence. To take us out of that state of negligence, we need the tasbih. So keep a tasbih with you, and always, maybe you're driving, sitting on the couch. Many a times we are sitting doing nothing. Nothing. You think about it. You look at yourself today, observe, analyze. Sitting doing nothing. Driving, just looking at the road. Doing nothing. These are the times that we have to utilize. Inshallah, this is a very lengthy topic. It's a very lengthy topic. But keep in mind, the first amal that is the most, that is weightiest on the scale, is the dhikr of Allah. And the best dhikr that is mahbub to Allah is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. And the last hadith of Imam Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, makes mention explicitly that it is very weighty, but that dhikr is prolonged, and that is Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. Allah grant each one of us the ability to keep our tongue moist with his dhikr. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.